Thou shalt be showers of blessing. This is the promise of God. Thou shalt be seasons refreshing, sending from our Savior above. Thou art so blessing. Thou art so blessing we need. Mercy drop run appalling. But for thus thou as we plead. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Today is May 5th, 2024, and this is our daily devotion. The book we are using is called The Hope in Heaven, written by the General Pastor of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Pastor Ihe Akebo. The topic for today's devotion is Protocol Breaker. The topic once again is Protocol Breaker. A memory verse is taken from Ezekiel 21, verse 27. Ezekiel 21, verse 27. I will overturn it, and it shall be no more, until it come whose right it is, and I will give it him. Let's do it one more time. And we overturn it, and it shall be no more, until it come whose right it is, and I will give it him. Ezekiel 21, 27. Are we overturn it, and it shall be no more, until it come whose right it is, and I will give it him. Our Bible reading this morning is from Matthew chapter 15, verse 22 to 28. Matthew 15, 22 to 28. And I'll be reading the NLT version. A gentle woman who lived there came to him, pleading, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David, for my daughter is possessed by a demon that tormented her severely." But Jesus gave her no reply, not even a word. Then his disciples urged him to send her away. "Tell her to go away," he said. "It's bothering us with all our begging." Then Jesus said to the woman, "I was sent only to help God's lost sheep, the people of Israel." But she came and worshipped him, pleading again, "Lord, help me." Jesus responded, "It isn't right to take food from the children and throw it to the dogs." She replied, "That's true, Lord. But even dogs are allowed to eat the scraps that fall beneath their master's table." Therefore, Jesus said to her, "Your faith is great. Your request is granted." And her daughter was instantly healed. That's the end of today's Bible reading. The topic once again is Protocol Breaking. God broke protocol when Solomon became king in 1 Kings chapter 1. As he was not heir of apparel, Adonai strongly believed that he was the rightful heir to the throne, and he even attempted to honorate himself while David was still alive. In spite of Adonijah's actions and all other factors that seemed to disqualify Solomon, God moved him and laid his favor and ensured that he was crowned king. Some years ago, one of my sons came to me and said, "Daddy, I need a new job, and I've been invited for an interview. I applied for the deputy managing director position, and I will be going for the interview soon." I was about to pray for him when he said, "No, don't pray. Just say a word." So I said, "The interview will go well." He said, "Amen," and left. He returned the following day, excited. He said, "Daddy, when I got to the interview, they directed me to the boardroom and asked me only three questions. What is your name? What post have you applied for? And when can you start?" I told him, I told them I will start tomorrow. I congratulated him, and he said, "Dad, speak another word." I said, "The Almighty God, who has given you the job, will promote you rapidly." The following day, he returned trembling. He said that I got to a new workplace, and the same people that interviewed me said that after I left, the managing director resigned. They asked if I was ready to become the new managing director. And I said yes. I congratulated him again, and he said that, "Speak another word." So I said, "The God who has begun a good work in your life will perfect it." Believe it or not, the following day, he was back. This time, he was almost speechless. He said, "Daddy, I got to my workplace, and I was told that they discovered that the former managing director resigned because his competitor offered him double the salary they were paying him. And since they didn't want me to leave, they had doubled my salary." I congratulated again, and he said, "Daddy, speak another word." This time I said jokingly, "Do you want to take over the company from the owner? My God does not need to follow protocol when he wants to promote his people." Psalm 115, verse 3 says that he does as he pleases. I pray for you today that God will break all protocol and take to the very top in Jesus' name. Amen. A prayer point this morning: Father, break any protocol that needs to be broken and bless me in Jesus' name. Let's do that prayer one again. Father, break any protocol that needs to be broken and bless me in Jesus' name. So shall it be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. That's the end of today's devotion. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll see you tomorrow.